All experience starts with my human attitude. Just what is my human attitude? What is my human thought about myself and about my life? What am I thinking? Who am I? Where am I going? What is my desire for myself? We all have had problems in our life. We all have had circumstances in our life that shake us up a little bit and make us wonder, what have we done wrong? Where have we gone off the deep end and not come back? We wonder about that. We ask ourselves about that. And we think about these things and we think, my goodness, no matter how I intend, no matter how I attempt to think positive, beautiful, loving thoughts, no matter what I do, I'm always coming up with a few crackles and a few people who don't agree with me and who don't understand and who are sort of strange. Yes, my daughter-in-law sent me a copy of Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. And she had received it from a friend of hers, and it seems very timely for our lives, because if we would listen to that poem, we'd feel that all experience starts with our human attitude. And when our human attitude is on top of everything, when our human attitude is pure love, when our human attitude is non-judgmental in every possible way, unconditionally loving in every possible way, then we can stand up to life. And then we can do the things that Rudyard Kipling had spoke so beautifully about in his poem, If. Let me just wander through the poem with you, because I think it is a very significant and a very wonderful poem. And it says a lot of glorious things that might be meaningful to you in your life at this moment. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream, and not make dreams your master, if you can think, and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stomp and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of the pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your every turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing to hold in it for you, and there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, and walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. These very positive, beautiful words make a poem that is very significant to all of us. It's a poem that tells us who and what we are. It's a poem that says, this happens to everybody. This happens in everyone's life. And though it happens in everyone's life, it doesn't make it right or wrong. It's all experience that begins with my human attitude. What is my attitude about anything in life? Am I always going to be a person who says, beloved to every person because I love myself? Am I always going to say, this is a wonderful world because in my world it is a wonderful world? Am I always going to say that I love me and I unconditionally love everyone in my world? That takes a mighty big attitude of the human mind to do that, because we look out upon the world and my goodness, but we do want to judge. We want to judge why people are angry with one another and why they're happy with one another. We want to judge why people are doing things and what is their motivation. And all of that judging just gets us nowhere. It only makes us realize that all experience starts with my human attitude. And when I can have a human attitude that says, I am divine, I am living up to the highest and best that is within me, it doesn't matter what others say. It doesn't matter what others do. It doesn't matter how others live their lives. It only matters how I live my life. Am I always thoughtful? Am I always kind? Am I always caring? Do I sometimes reach too deeply to impress upon my students and my friends the program, the plan, the purpose, the direction? Do I use myself as an example sometimes? And in using myself as an example, I am thought not to be the example, but the object. All experience starts with my human attitude, and it's up to me not to attempt to teach anyone, not to attempt to share with anyone, not to attempt to do something nice for anybody, not to attempt to be a good person, but be a good person. Be nice. Be loving. Not try to share it and give it away, but be that way. And in that being that way, I will have satisfied myself, and my human attitude will stand firm and powerful and will be untouched by all of the things that go on. My human attitude will not know what it means to doubt, will not know what it means to think unkindly about another being, because I'm always thinking kindly about myself. I'm always thinking kindly about everything in this world that makes it beautiful and makes it good. I'm always thinking about how everything in this world is something very special and very wonderful. How do you think about your life? All experience starts with my human attitude. What has your human attitude been? Has it been a loving attitude, an unconditionally loving attitude? I believe it has. I believe that your experience of your life, every experience of my life, every experience of your life is an unconditionally loving experience, because that's what it is in my life. I believe that every experience that you will ever know, that you will ever think about, that you will ever wonder, that you will ever dream, is one that came from you, that came from your heart, that came from your life, that came from the allness that you are. Think about these things, for truly all experience starts with my human attitude, and my human attitude starts with me. And how wonderful that is. And that's the only place it'll ever be. Starting from the center of my heart, from the center of my life, from the center of all that is. I am the wonder, the peace, the power, All experience starts with my human attitude. All experience starts with your human attitude. And all experience starts with our unconditionally loving self. We love without condition. We are loving at all times. And when we do that, how great life is. Have a wonderful day and think beautiful thoughts and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.